Your email address will be used to distribute our newsletter only and for occasional correspondence and will never be sold or shared. Visit WRCO Radio on Facebook for the sign-up link. The WRCO newsletter, local and only from WRCO-FM. You're listening to WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Meteorologist Nick Grunseth calling for sunny and summery conditions. Breezy as well today, a high of 83. Clear with areas of fog after midnight tonight will drop down to 52. Sunny, another summer-like day tomorrow, 82. Sunday night, clear skies, areas of fog again after midnight, a low near 50. Monday, sunny, some mid to high-level clouds late in the day, a high of 81. 50 for a low Monday night into Tuesday, and a high just of 67 on Tuesday. We rebound to 71 Wednesday.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Israel says its strike Friday south of Beirut killed the leader of Hezbollah, Hassan Nasrallah, along with several Hezbollah commanders. There's been no immediate confirmation from Hezbollah, but ABC's Ian Pannell in Beirut says
the attack just 1 hour after a fiery speech at the UN General Assembly in New York by Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Don't let Nasrallah drag Lebanon into the abyss. We're not at war with you. We're at war with Hezbollah, which has hijacked your country and threatens to destroy ours.
The Biden administration quick to distance itself from the strikes.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the U.S. had no advance knowledge. Helene blamed for at least 44 deaths in the U.S., deadly flooding and storm surge causing damage across the southeast. Vice President Kamala Harris visited the southern border in Arizona. Today, former President Trump will speak in Wisconsin. This is ABC News. Federal judge ordered a mental health evaluation for the man accused of setting off an explosive in a Southern California courthouse lobby Wednesday. That evaluation was ordered after the suspect, Nathaniel McGuire, had an outburst at his arraignment hearing. Five people were injured in the explosion. A paralegal at a New York City district attorney's office is under arrest for allegedly plotting to bomb a migrant shelter.
Derek Cleaver, a 27-year-old trial prep assistant at the Queens, New York DA's office, had grown frustrated with partying at a small hostel across the street from his apartment, says the court complaint. The city has been using the place to temporarily house migrants. The court filing says Cleaver made bombs of old fireworks, nails, and BB pellets, and allegedly said that he didn't want to kill anyone, just teach them a lesson, and that he, quote, wished he had a big enough bomb to blow them back to Venezuela. He pleads not guilty.
That's ABC's Chuck Sievertson. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
I wanted you to know.
That's a good way to wake up and face the world, Tanya Tucker. My arms stay open all night. 5:07, we're at 51 degrees. Good morning, Adam Hess with you. This is your weekend wake up. And this is Johnny Cash.
On this heart of mine, I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine, I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you, because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right, because you're mine, I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide, because you're mine, I walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine, I walk the line.
Did you hear that lonesome whippoorwill? His sound too blue to fly. The midnight train is winding low, and I'm so lonesome I could cry. Did you a night so long, when time goes crawling by, the moon just went behind a cloud, and I'm so lonesome I could. Did you ever see a robin weep when leaves begin to die? That means he's lost the will to live, and I'm so silence of a falling star. tub of purple sky.
Kissing mama goodbye. He's up and gone with the sun. Daddy drives an 18-wheeler and he's off on a Midwest run. And three sad faces gather round mama. They ask her when daddy's coming home. Daddy drives an 18-wheeler and they sure miss him when he's gone. Yeah, they do. Ah, but he calls them every night and tells them that he loves them. He taught them this song to sing. Roll on highway, roll on along. Roll on, daddy, till you get back home. Roll on, family, roll on, crew. Roll on, mama, like I asked you to do. And roll on, 18-wheeler, roll on. Mama's waiting by the phone. It rings, but it's not his voice. Seems the highway patrol has found a jackknife rig in a snowbank in Illinois. But the driver was missing and the search had been abandoned, 'cause the weather had everything stalled. And they had checked all the houses and the local motels. When they had some more news, they'd call. And she told him when they found him to tell him that she loved him. And she hung up the phone singing, roll on highway, roll on along. Roll on, daddy, till you get back home. Roll on, family, roll on, crew. Roll on, mama, like I asked you to do. And roll on, 18-wheeler, roll on.
Mama and the children up all night long, thinking nothing but the worst is coming, with the ringing of the telephone.
you can join WRCO-FM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio, or visit Facebook.com/WRCO AM FM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCO-FM.
Can't get rid of that lingering, musty smell? Does your family avoid the basement like the plague?
I'm Brent Montre, owner of Tri-State Basement Repair. Don't let your basement stay musty. I started with the goal of helping people in southern Wisconsin solve their basement water issues in a friendly, comfortable way. So if that smell makes your family run, call Tri-State Basement Repair today. Get to the root causes of your wet basement. 877-4-WET-FIX, online at tristatebasementrepair.com. Tri-State Basement Repair, our family helping your family.
It's grape season at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Come pick your own grapes, perfect for jellies, juice, wine, or just to enjoy fresh off the vine. While you're there, browse the selection of apples and bakery treats, and don't forget to grab some fresh apple cider. Oakwood Fruit Farm is your go-to for fall flavors and fun. They're open 9 to 5, 7 days a week, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and enjoy the harvest.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
With a look at sports on WRCO-FM, I'm Adam Hess. It was a homecoming high school football matchup last night in Spring Green. Phil Nee has more.
Lancaster scored the win over River Valley 35-14 in Southwest Conference football. The Arrows broke a 14-all tie late in the first half and went on to spoil the Blackhawks' homecoming game. The Arrows scored in their second possession on the night when running back Nolan Hankey ran for a touchdown. Trailing 7-0, River Valley put together a long drive that started at their own 17, and they capped it with an 8-yard run by Andy Fiske. The 2-point play failed, and it was 7-6. The Arrows added to their lead when quarterback Nolan Wolf scored on a 1-yard run. He kicked his second extra point of the night to make it 14-6. River Valley put together another nice drive, and it was capped with a quarterback Lucas Klein 9-yard pass play to Andy Fiske. Fiske scored the 2-point conversion to tie the game at 14 with a minute 40 to play in the half. The Arrows took the lead on the last play of the first half when quarterback Nolan Wolf handed off to Toy Raggetts, who threw a pass back to the quarterback, who was wide open. River Valley's Caden Plumley blocked the extra point, and it was 20-14, Lancaster leading at halftime. The Arrows dominated in the second half as they shut out the Blackhawks and scored two more times. Nolan Wolf ran for touchdown runs of 14 and 4 yards and kicked two more extra points to make the final 35-14. With the win, Lancaster is now 4-2 and 3-1 in the conference. They will host Dodgeville for their next game. River Valley falls to 2-2 in the league and 2-3 overall. They will play at Richland Center during the 7th week of the season for the Hornets' homecoming game. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Other SWC finals, Platteville over Richland Center 38-8. Broadhead Judah shut out New Glarus 18-0. Prairie du Chien no trouble with Dodgeville 63-0. In the Scenic Bluffs, the Ithaca Bulldogs shut out Nisida 37-0. Cashed in 28-14 over Brookwood. Hillsboro 58, New Lisbon nothing. Bangor over Royal 28-20. Six Rivers, Pecatonica Argyle a 22-19 win over Riverdale. It was River Ridge 48, Boscobel 27. Potosi Cassville 43, Iowa Grant nothing. Blackhawk Warren 50, Wazika Steuben 14. In the SWAL, Belleville a 31-0 win over Southwestern East Dubuque. Cuba City 48, Benton Scales Mound 14, and Darlington a 49-6 win over Fenimore. Other area games, Westby 32, Arcadia 18, GET with a 37 victory over Viroqua. La Crosse Logan 49, Baraboo 8, Onalaska a 27-24 win over Reedsburg. Mount Horeb Barneveld 30, Sauk Prairie 7, Wisconsin Dells 53, Wautoma nothing. 1-8 player final from last night, DeSoto with a 56 win over Monticello. One game played today, Waniwak Weston at Highland, a 2 p.m. kickoff, and 8 player football.
BL Signs, get your business, home, or vehicle noticed. With all the latest styles, custom design, and on-time local projects, see blsignage.com for the sign you want. Gokenauer Insurance Agency. Charles and Greg Gokenauer, agents of Mount Morris, are ready to help you with all lines of coverage. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. And Julie's Tax Service prepares farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. Member of the National Association of Tax Professionals. Julie's Tax Service, Richland Center.
Great music for the great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
Johnny is a joker. He's a bird, a very funny joker. He's a bird, but when he jokes my honey, he's a dog. He's joking ain't so funny. What a dog. Johnny is a joker that's a trying to steal my baby. He's a bird dog. Johnny sings a love song like a bird. Sings the sweetest love song you ever heard. But when he sings to my gal, what a howl. To me he's just a wolf dog on the prowl. Johnny wants to fly away and puppy love my baby. He's a bird dog. Hey bird dog, get away from my quail. Hey bird dog, you're on the wrong trail. Bird dog, you better leave my lovely dove alone. Hey bird dog, get away from my chick. Hey bird dog, you better get away quick. Bird dog, you better find a chicken little of your own. Johnny kissed the teacher. He's a bird. He tiptoed up to reach her. He's a bird. Well, he's a teacher's pet now. He's a dog. Well, he wants he can get now. What a dog. He even made the teacher let him sit next to my baby. He's a bird dog. Hey, bird dog, get away from my quail. Hey, bird dog, you're on the wrong trail. Bird dog, you better leave my lovely dove alone. Hey, bird dog, get away from my chick. Hey, bird dog, you better get away quick. Bird dog, you better find a chicken little.
That's a classic weekend wake-up tune from the Everly Brothers with Bird Dog. Good morning. It is now 5:25. Thank you for making us a part of your weekend to get together. Adam Hess with you with a quick look at sports. We'll have a complete wrap up later on today. Lots of high school football. We just talked about that. Let's see. We're at 51 en route to a high of 83. Almost summer-like out there. We'll take it.
Little south side of Chicago is the baddest part of town. And if you go down there, you better just be well. Leroy Brown. Now Leroy, more than trouble. You see, he's standing about 6'4". All the downtown ladies call him Treetop Lover. All the men just call him Sir. And it's bad, bad Leroy Brown. The baddest man in the whole downtown. Better than old King Kong. Meaner than a junkyard dog. Now Leroy, he's a gambler, and he likes his fancy clothes, and he likes to wear his diamond rings on everybody's nose. He got a custom Continental, he got an Eldorado too. He got a 32 gun in his pocket for fun. He got a razor in his shoe. Oh,
fighting and when they pulled down from the floor. Yeah. Leroy looked like a jigsaw puzzle with a couple of pieces gone. And it's bad, bad, Leroy Brown, baddest man in the whole damn town. Better than old King Kong, meaner than a junkyard dog.
Maybe we could find us a brand new recipe. I got a hot rod Ford and a $2 bill, and I know a spot right over the hill. There's soda pop and the dancing spree. So if you wanna have fun, come along with me. Say, hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? Something up with me.
It's a MeTV television theme memory.
MeTV.
From WRCO-FM.
MeTV.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, yeah. Flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way the only way they know how. That's just a little bit more. The law will allow. Woo!
that's just a little bit more than the law will allow. I'm a good old boy, you know my mama loved me, but you don't understand, they keep a showing my hands and not my face on TV.
When you hear great tunes on WRCO, remember, it's all possible thanks to the support of Meyer Oil and LP, serving Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties.
Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hess. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Sleepy Hollow GM Certified Service Express. Just drive right in. Oil changes, tire rotations, and basic maintenance. Just drive right in. No appointment. Come when it's convenient for you. 7:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and until noon on Saturday. Pull up the doors on the Quick Trip side, and the door will open automatically. You just drive right in. At Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Baroqua's North Side.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Mover starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
There's a road, a winding road that never ends, full of curves, lessons learned at every bend, going's rough. Unlike the straight and narrow, it's for those who go against the grain, have no fear, dare to dream of a change, live to march to the beat of a different drummer. And it all might come together, and it all might come unravel on the road less traveled. For the road less traveled ain't for the faint of heart, for those who choose to play it safe and never stray too far. Travel. I'm
someday leave my mark, and it all might come together, or it all might come unraveled on the road less traveled. And it all might come together, or it all might come unraveled on the road less traveled. There's a road, a winding road that never ends.
Going way back to the early 2000s, George Strait, The Road Less Traveled. 540, and we're at 50 degrees so far. That is our coldest temp of the day. We'll have farm news at the top of the hour, as well as a look at your weekend forecast with Nick Grunseth. Here's Leanne Womack.
Heard he was gonna marry some girl from Denver. Then my sister came over, had the Sunday paper with her. There was the girl on the social page, looking in love and all engaged. We decided she don't take a very good picture. It may be my family's redneck nature of it all, bringing out unladylike behavior. It sure ain't Christian to judge a stranger, but I don't like her. She may be an angel who spends all the winter bringing the homeless blankets and dinner. A regular Nobel Peace Prize winner, but I really hate her. I'll think of a reason later. I drew horns and blacked out her tooth with a marker. Childish, yes, but she made such a thin little target. I couldn't be happier on my own, but I've got the slightest of a jealous bone. Seeing her with him tends to enlarge it. Well, it may be my family's redneck nature of it all, bring it out on ladylike behavior. It sure ain't Christian to judge a stranger.
Thank you.
It's 5:44 with the Judds. Your weekend wake up. It's girls' night out. I think I need an Adam night out. Yeah, we'll have to see you into that. We'll figure something out. Maybe a ski and a ding-dong. Go watch the sunset somewhere. With Tanya Tucker, Paul Davis, and Paul Overstreet. No less than your love.
You, I owe you, said the husband to his wife, for standing beside me through the hard years of my life. Shall I bring you diamonds? Shall I buy you furs? Say the word and it's yours. And his wife said, I won't take less than your love, sweet love. No, I won't take less than your love. All the riches of the world can never be.
How much do I owe you? To the mother, said the son, for all that you taught me in the days when I was young. Shall I bring expensive blankets to cast upon your bed, and a pillow for to rest your weary head? And the mother said, I won't take less than your love.
Said the man to his Lord, giving me this day and every day that's gone before. Shall I build a temple? Shall I make a sacrifice? Tell me, Lord, and I'll pay the price. And the Lord said, I won't take less than your love, sweet love. No, I won't. Your love. All the treasures of the world can never be enough. And I won't take less than your love. I won't take less than your love, sweet love. No, I won't take less than your love. All the treasures of the world can never be.
Like a wild wind that blows in the night. The highways and back roads are all that he knows. He'll be gone with the morning's gray light. Like a blue norther howling, like the tumbleweeds blow. There's no way to settle him down. His spirit's as wild as the horses he rides. His freedom he wears like a crown. And he rides the wild horses. The same blood flows through their veins. Yes, he rides the wild horses like the horses.
down. He'll never wear no man's brand. He won't fit in with the 9-to-5 crowd. His moving's all he understands. And he rides the wild horses. The same blood flows through their veins. Yes, he rides the wild horses. Like the horses, he'll never be tamed.
Meteorologist Nick Grunseth calling for sunny and summery conditions. Breezy as well today, a high of 83. Clear with areas of fog after midnight tonight, will drop down to 52. Sunny, another summer-like day tomorrow, 82. Sunday night, clear skies, areas of fog again after midnight, a low near 50. Monday, sunny, some mid to high-level clouds late in the day, a high of 81. 50 for a low Monday night into Tuesday, and a high just of 67 on Tuesday. We rebound to 71 Wednesday.
Country is sitting on the back porch, listen to the whippoorwill late in the day. Country is minding your business, helping a stranger, it becomes your way. Country is living in the city, knowing your people, knowing your kind. Country is what you make it. Country is all in your mind. Country is working for a living, thinking your own thoughts, loving your town. Country is teaching your children, find out what's right and stand your ground. And country is time, listen to the music, singing your part. Country is walking in the moonlight. Country is all in your heart.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
This is the time of year for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Apples are everywhere, including McIntosh, Cortland, and Honeycrisp, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Come pick your own grapes and enjoy fresh apple cider, homemade caramel apples, take and bake pies, apple cider donuts, fall mums, and so much more. Every Tuesday, you can get 10% off all apple purchases. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Soybeans and corn might have put in their harvest lows already. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You are made for farming, so is Stein. Each year, you look to make the most of every opportunity and define success on your own terms. Stein Seed Company is right there with you. Stein has yield. Rich Nelson, chief strategist at Allendale, tells Brownfield that if it seems like corn and soybeans put in their harvest low earlier than normal, that's because they did.
Keep in mind here, both corn and soybeans, we actually peaked the summer peak earlier than normal, by about 3 weeks, and also we did put in the harvest low, normally in the first few days of October. That was also put in earlier than normal as well. Certainly for soybeans, we've sharply changed our concerns on the export side. We now have pricing cheaper than Brazil. That's both due to a currency issue, as well as the fact that the Mississippi River concern is now off the table. Certainly for the discussion on soybeans or on corn, we can argue that some light concern regarding this Brazilian weather situation is also adding a light amount of premium as well.
Still, Nelson says it's a little bit too early to talk about too many changes to acreage in Brazil.
You know, we do understand that the first crop of corn is a small crop, only about 21% of all corn production. So it would not mean a large shift in acreage in the soybeans, but it would be something that soybeans certainly don't want to see. And as of this point in time, though there are concerns about planting concerns are not tied to yields, only acreage. It's really until we get that weather story into that December, January, February timeframe that we can discuss a more serious and valid discussion about lower production front.
And ahead of Monday's quarterly grain stocks report.
I find it interesting, looking back in the past 6 years for corn specifically, we have seen five of those 6 years post 90 million bushel or higher changes to old crop ending stocks. So we normally see this report as kind of a benign, quiet report, and then we just go right back to trading October-based news issues. But, you know, certainly for corn, this could be a market mover. We're not expecting to in this time around, but this is something we can't quite ignore here just yet.
The USDA's quarterly grain stocks and small grain summary reports are out Monday at 3 Eastern, 2 Central, followed an hour later by the weekly crop progress numbers. Now let's head over to Megan Grebner. Megan?
Thanks, John. It was a quiet Friday for direct cash cattle trade activity throughout the week. Live deals were reported at mostly $185. That's $2 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Dress deals in the north were at mostly $294. That's up $4 from the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Tony Hancock with the Missouri Department of Agriculture says it was a surprising an unexpected week at sale barns throughout the state.
We expected things to maybe be steady, hopefully, perhaps even a little bit lower on those calves, given where we are in the year and the start of fall, but that's sure not what we've seen. The market's significantly stronger this week. The calves around the state, you know, they put on about $10 going back to recover all those losses that we've seen a couple weeks ago there. And the yearling, they're sure steady to $5 higher as well. When we look around the state this week, a package of light five weights at $3.15 with the average for those light five weights back over $3 at $3.01. Look at some seven weights this week. We had a load of 756-pound steers bring $2.5975 with the average there at $2.52 around the state. Then a real good comparison we had up in northern Missouri this week, five loads of those reputation steers that show up about once a month from the same consigner. right around 575 pounds, and those five loads this month at 249.85 to 252.75. That's about $2 higher than the five loads that that consigner sold a month ago. On the heifer side, we had some light five weights at 275.5 with an average statewide of 266.86, and then some light sevens, about four loads of them sold in one drop of the hammer this week, 709 pounds at 249.85, the statewide average at 243.41. So really good week this week as far as things went around the sale barn.
And not to mention a good bout of rain to help alleviate some of those drought concerns.